If we've learned one thing from our series, Climate Connections with National Geographic, it's that climate change can affect almost anything in our lives. And today we're thinking about climate and food, in particular the complex, buttery, slightly sweet, and nutty flavor of Alpine cheese. Part of what makes Gruyere or Emmental so distinct is the milk each is made from, milk that tastes of the grasses and flowers eaten by Alpine cows. NPR senior correspondent Ketzel Levine considers how a changing climate in Europe and the U.S. might one day affect that taste.
I promise you, cows in bucolic splendor and a bright blue sky pillowed with clouds. But let's start dark and dank in a climate-controlled aging room where burnished gold cheese wheels chill out on wooden racks.
Do you want to have a look inside? Come on in.
The lyrics are French, and the cheese is French, a Gruyere-like cheese called Beaufort. But the address is North Pomfret, Vermont, where John and Janine Putnam of Thistle Hill Farm make butterscotch-rich Alpine cheese.
And when you get to taste the cheese later, you'll get some of that creamy butterscotch flavor in your mouth as well, along with a whole lot of other things.
The aging room smells buttery with tangy overtones of brine, though not a hint of the grasses and flowers preferred by the farm's 21 Jersey cows.
The floor is more difficult to pick up in a smell. It's easier with the taste. But what I can smell, however, is what sort of weather we were having at the time the cheese was made.
The first taste is very sweet. Then I begin to feel a saltiness throughout my mouth.
And the saltiness, by the way, is the rind is the only salty part. So that's why I like to cut the cheese from rind to rind, so you get all of it.
So how's this for a parlor trick? John Putnam can nibble a piece of his Thistle Hill cheese and tell what month it was made. His May cheese tastes of orchard grass, the first plant to dominate his pastures. His summer cheese is more complex, two kinds of clover, several grasses, and chrome yellow dandelions, all growing underfoot as we head into the surrounding meadows. Cue the cows.
They all have their heads down, they're all eating, and they're all happy.
Are they going to start walking away when we come up there?
No,
they'll probably walk towards you.
And here they come, hips rolling, udders swaying. But how come no bells?
I put one on my lead cow.
That's Janine Putnam.
And all night long, ding, 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 ding. And I was like, oh, it sounds beautiful across the valley in the Alps, but it's too close. So that's why no bells.
Janine Putnam says she can tell her cows apart more by their udders than their faces, since that's where she spends most of her time with them, in the barn, milking. A daunting job given the udder size of these big barrel Jerseys, who graze on a different piece of this punch bowl pasture every day in a landscape that dips and rolls as lazy as an Alpine summer's day.
We make this Alpine-style cheese because when we did our research in Europe, we felt that the Alps, the French and the Italian Alps, had a climate that was the most similar to what we had in Vermont.
We do things exactly the way they do it, but we do it with what we have. We have different cows, we have different forages.
And do you have some of the same challenges?
I think we all face the same challenges. Probably above all else, the weather.
3,000 miles away, a French cheesemaker sighs.
Global warming is really depressing. Everybody is talking about it.
I tracked Alex Pelletier down in a remote Alpine village where, like the Putnams, he makes Beaufort. His worry is the unprecedented heat in the French Alps. It's made the cows thirstier. There's still plenty to drink, but more water dilutes the proteins and fats in their milk, and that costs. It now takes more milk to create the same amount of cheese. The flora is slowly changing, too. Alex Pelletier is seeing plants native to the south of France seeking refuge in his backyard.
I think the flowers are following the temperature, and when it's too warm, they grow in higher altitude.
And is anyone talking about how the actual taste of the cheese may change?
People are thinking of it, but I don't think we can see for now a big change of taste.
That's a good thing.
Yes, of course, that's a good thing. Yes, we just adapt our methods to keep traditions and to keep the same taste in the cheese, but it I think it will become harder and harder.
Flies are more of a problem than heat for the contented cows at Thistle Hill Farm. For their owner, John Putnam, the worry is wetter and cooler weather in Vermont.
And that's going to change a lot in terms of what grows here. And in terms of our cheese making, it's going to change things immeasurably.
And that's because climate is the bottom line when it comes to traditionally made cheese.
It's no accident that feta was made in Greece, that cheddar was made in England, that
the blues were made
in the lowlands, that the alpine cheeses and the harder cheeses were made in the uplands, and that's high and dry. So what's going to happen? I think we just turn into more like England.
And you actually change the kind of cheese you make.
I think we might be forced to change it, not that I want to.
Vermont, as you may know, is cheddar country, a cheese the Putnams do not entirely malign. They keep a hunk in the freezer for their kids' snacks. But thereafter, a cheese with more nuance, as distinct as the land, as sweet as the flora, as variable as the wind.
And that means we make another cheese, that means we make another cheese.
And succumb to cheddar.
Never.
Oh, dear.
Ketsa Levine, NPR News.
What's wrong with cheddar? Anyway, we can't offer you a taste of cheese, but we can give you a sense of the terrain at npr.org/climateconnections. While you're there, you can check out videos about climate change from Public Television's Wild Chronicles. And you can also talk plants with Ketsel at npr.org/talkingplants. That's talking about plants. We don't actually have talking plants. Just wanted to make that clear. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.